In this week's edition of Tales from the Underground, we discuss how Prince Puma and Big Rick go at it in a street fight, and what the hell does Johnny Mundo do? Does Katrina give Dario Cuarto the lick of death? And who is that mystery woman standing on the steps in the temple? All this means is that we have another jam-packed edition of Tales from the Underground this week. And welcome to another edition of Tales from the Underground, where I go over the week's worth of news for Lucha Underground. I'm your host, Michelle, and before I get into this week's recap and some other stuff, I just want to give a shout-out to Ricky Reyes, Melissa Santos, and the awesome Carly Lani. In fact, everyone at Lucha Underground has been really supportive of this project, and I just want to say thank you to all of them and to all of you. I hope everyone had a terrific holiday, and since the holidays are here, please do not forget to go on to the El Rey Network site under Shop Merch and check out all the sweet shirts and hats and other stuff that they have for the Lucha Underground promotion. Also, make sure that you guys go on to Viva La Raza Shop, where that's Chavo Guerrero's store, and you guys can get anything from stickers, hats, and that really cool shirt that he had on a few weeks back. That's there too. And also, in the latest gear, just want to give Conan a shout out, and he has merchandise in MLWshop.com as well, and there's everything from hoodies, shirts, you name it, and that's MLWshop.com. And also, they have one for Europeans as well, and that's MLWEuroShop.com. And if you guys don't know this, Conan also hosts a weekly podcast on MLWRadio.com. And this podcast is one of the first podcasts that I was listening to, and I actually do talk to Conan from time to time. And it's a mainstay on my list of podcasts to listen to. So if you guys have a chance, make sure that you go to MLWRadio.com and give him and his team a listen. And you can also subscribe to their VIP section, where you can hear the awesome legend that is Jim Cornette. His podcast is also there, as well as, so you can also subscribe to these podcasts as well on iTunes. They're great listens to every week, and I really just adore all of them. They're really great listens too. Now we're going to go right into the recap, and we're going to start with a vignette. And Conan starts this vignette, and he's in Dario Cuarto's office, and he's discussing the events of last week in which Cisco and Cortez attacked Prince Puma backstage. Conan stated that he doesn't drink with people who attack his guys. And from there, the owner of Lucha Underground sets up a Boyle Heights street fight for our main event this evening. And we go to match one, which is Mil Muertes with Katrina versus Drago. And basically, Muertes attacks Drago from behind, thus kicking off the match. And then Drago does this really cool corkscrew body onto Muertes. And Muertes does this really huge body slam. And then we see Kieran Cuerno watching all of this from the temple rafters. Katrina does get a few cheap shots in, and Drago does recover nicely with his really nice, and you guys will hear me say epic a lot, so that's what I tend to say. But he does recover nicely, Drago, with a really super kick springboard DDT. But unfortunately, Muertes does hit the Spear of Death, and he follows this with the flatline to win the match. And then King Cuerno comes out to the ring, and of course, he attacks Drago to further that storyline a bit. And then we go into Vignette 2. And this was an introduction to Johnny Mundo, which Mundo narrated. This was, again, their vignettes are always awesome, but in particular, this vignette was really well done. And Just want to let everyone know who were doubters. Mundo's promo skills have drastically improved. I really like how they're portraying him in Lucha Underground, how he's kind of this kick-ass, edgy guy who seems to be not only in it for the money, but he's in for it for the glory. It's like he really gets his passion back for fighting. And he wants to do whatever he can to show that he is worthy of this. I really dig what they're doing with the Mundo character. And then we go to Vignette 3. And we see Katrina backstage with Dario Cuarto. And she says Cuarto can't keep darkness locked away forever. Now, I want, if you guys have been listening to this podcast, now remember when I noticed, and I hope you guys have noticed this too, that the owner of Lucha Underground, Dario Cuarto, he's been wearing this key around his neck. And he's been talking, and we've seen him in past episodes, where he's talking to this guy or whomever behind a cage or behind some bars or whatever, or we see him or her in shadow. I'm wondering if this is who Katrina is referring to. I'm wondering, could it be Cage, or could it be someone else? And I'd like you guys to kind of let me know what you guys think on that, okay? But it does leave you to wonder. I wondered if any of you caught that too. But then we go to match 3, and it is Son of Havoc with Ivelisse, and we see Máscara Sagrada. And this is a crazy match, and there's some arm drags and an awesome standing moonsault. And while this match is going on, we see a mysterious woman show up on the steps of the temple for a few seconds, and then she leaves. And after some cheap shots by Ivelisse, Sagrada does this amazing suicide dive onto her. This was really good. And then after a roll-up on Son of Havoc, Sagrada wins the match. And then we go into our next match, which is really quick. It was with Sexy Star versus Chavo. Hallelujah. We get, after a pie face from Chavo, Stardust tried to do a running block at Chavo, but he stops it. He then pulls her hair. Yeah, really, Chavo? He pulls her hair, and he slams her into the mat, and then he kisses her. But then she slaps him and lands on her a corona. She then grabs a chair, but the ref stops her. So the next thing she does, she kicks him. She kicks the ref in the balls, and she causes Chavo to win by DQ. I don't blame her, to be honest. Then the next thing you know, you see Pentagon coming out, and he takes the chair from Sexy Star. And as he and Chavo have her kind of surrounded, thank God for Fenix. He comes out for the save. I mean, really, Pentagon? Thank God Fenix was there. And then we get to our main event, which is the Boyle Heights street fight between Big Rick, Cisco, and Cortez, and Prince Puma. To me, again, this was almost pretty similar last week. It's another story for me between quickness and power, and there are some really epic moves here by Puma. And, for example, there was this this tilt-a-whirl DDT, and then there was this really cool, epic handspring corkscrew, and he does it on top of all three men. And then we see a trash can introduced by Cisco, and Big Rick, after watching Cisco and Cortez do his dirty work, he's sitting in a chair. Thank God Puma kicks him. And then Puma now has a cane, and he is just literally hitting the hell out of Cortez and Rick. Now we see a ladder brought in, and as they kind of get Puma caught in this ladder, Johnny Mundo does this crazy ass jump from the balcony into the ring, and he frees Puma and attacks the Crenshaw crew after, of course, what they did to him last week. You can't blame him. But he decides during the match to grab a chair, and after he attempts to hit Big Rick, he accidentally hits Puma. So Cortez and Cisco, seeing this opportunity, they go out, take out Mundo, and Big Rick finishes Puma through a table. So this ends with the Crenshaw crew celebrating in the ring. So you guys tell me, what are your thoughts on this week's show? Should Mundo have interrupted Puma's match? I mean, I get why he did it. But what do you all think? Are you guys enjoying these shows so far? Do you guys think I should have guests here? I really want to hear from all of you about the podcast and about Lucha Underground in general, because I'm really enjoying the show. So feel free to talk to me on Twitter. I'm at bedofroses2001. And also, Tales from the Underground does now have a Facebook page. So you guys can go on to Tales from the Underground and just let me know your thoughts. Basically, that is it for me this week. You guys have a great week, and I'll be on live on Wednesday, back to live tweeting, and you guys can catch Lucha Underground on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the El Rey Network, and Saturdays at 4 p.m. on Unimass. Take care, everyone. Have a good one.